Welcome to another episode of Light in the Dark podcast. I am your host, Lady B. Today's episode is going to be just a tad bit different from, you know, other episodes that I've done. If I had to choose a topic for this one, it would be how some men have the power to make, you know, some women uncomfortable. And I guess a little backstory from the reason why I'm choosing to do this is, you know, I feel like this needs to be talked about. It's been on my mind for about a week now. That it's been kind of sort of bothering me for about a week. So, you know, here's the backstory. Here's the story. So I had this job, and I don't trust a whole lot of people. You know, like, I have trust issues from previous relationships. So, you know, I don't trust people. So anyway, there was, you know, a couple of people at this job that I actually did trust. One was a woman, and the other two were two guys. So one of the guys, you know, like, I was cool with, you know, like, we would talk about, you know, like, work stuff, and, you know, he taught me stuff at work and how to do this, how to do that at work, and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, we would just have, like, general conversations. And then I think it was, he was going on vacation, or he was just taking, like, time off from work or whatever. And I think it was, like, some stuff that maybe I still didn't know, and I was going to be in that area by myself, I think it was. And so, you know, like, he gave me his number, whatever, like, if I had any questions, stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, cool, you know. So I think I texted him just to, like, give him my number. So therefore, you know, like, if I texted, like, he would know who was texting or whatever. And so anyway, like, time went by, and, you know, to make a long story short, I received the text one day. No, before I even get there, it was me, the two guys, and, like, another guy. And, you know, we were just having, like, general conversations or whatever about tattoos, because I was going to go back home, and I was thinking about getting a tattoo. Tattoo I've been thinking about for a good minute, so I was thinking about getting another one. And so one of the guys had asked me, like, where was I going to get the tattoo at, and I pointed to a spot on my arm or whatever, you know, and we just, like, talked about tattoos for, like, a few minutes, and then, you know, break was over or whatever, and, you know, fast forward time, you know, like, I done went back home or whatever, and just received, like, this random text in the evening time, you know, and it was like, well, did you get the tattoo yet? And I'm like, you know, not really thinking nothing about it, right? And so I was like, no, you know, like, maybe tomorrow or the next day. And just left it at that, right? And so I then received a text of, I think I sent the text about, like, the basketball game, because the game was on. I was like, yo, like, are you watching this game? You know, and I was like, you know, the game is really trash or whatever, so you ain't missing nothing if you ain't watching it. And then I received the text back of, like, okay, so where would you get the tattoo at? And, you know, while I was fixing to, you know, like, write a response or whatever. No, actually, I did write a response, and I was like, you know, like, on my arm. And I received the text back. It was like, you know, I apologize, because maybe that was, you know, because people get tattoos in, like, you know, different places. So I apologize if that was, like, an invasive question, something like that. That wasn't the exact text, but it was something like that. And so I'm thinking, you know, like, you know, no big deal about it, because I'm like, it's my arm, and I've told people my arm before. So I'm like, you know, it was no big deal. Man, if I could rewind time, I wouldn't have said that I didn't take offense to the question. I was like, no, need to apologize. I ain't take offense to it. Because in my mind, I'm like, it's just my arm, you know? So to me, it was like, no big deal. Because I've told people my arm before. So no big deal to me. And then the text took an awkward turn. So in my mind, it went from, you know, we just two people talking about tattoo and like the basketball game or whatever, to it crossed a line. And it was like, well, do you have any, what was the question? Actually, you know what? Let me see what the question was. All right, so, he had apologized for asking where, that's what it was. And then, you know, I was like, well, no need to apologize because I ain't take offense to it. And then he was like, well, you know, tattoos are all over the body. And so I was like, yeah, I've seen tattoos all over the place. You know, they look painful. And then this is where it took an awkward turn, because his response was, you know, but, you know, they look sexy where they're placed. And in my mind, I'm like, well, how the hell did we get there? And so, you know, I was like, well, that would be a guy's perspective, you know, I guess, LOL, but I don't know any, you know, sexy tattoo areas on men. And I'm, you know, thinking that, like, maybe that would be, like, the end of it, right? I guess that's just me being naive or whatever, but maybe it wasn't me being naive. Maybe it's me not recognizing as of yet where this was going, because I'm like, you know, this guy, you know, like, he's a cool dude, you know, like, he owe nothing to be my daddy, like, you know, we have conversations at work or whatever about work and, you know, basketball and like stuff like that. Like, there was never any hint, you know, to me, there was never any me knowing what was really going on with him. Because I didn't look at him like that. And so then it was like, a tattoo on a lady's spine is very sexy to me. And I'm like, you know, in my mind, I was like, what the hell? Like, how did we get here? Like, what the hell? So then he was like, well, where would you put a tattoo where a man would think it's sexy? And I'm, so now it's like one of those uncomfortable kind of like, well, haha, like, you know. So it was like the laughing emoji, and I was like, nowhere, because I'm like, okay, well, maybe that'd be the end of it, you know. It was uncomfortable, but I'm like, okay, well, maybe that'd be the end of it. And so, you know, he was like, well, if I'm not mistaken, you got like 8 or 9 tattoos. And he was like, well, none in the spot that a man would think was sexy or something like that. And mind you, when the four of us was talking about tattoos one day, I think one of the guys had asked me, like, how many did I have? And I had started counting. It wasn't that high, but anyway, I had started counting. So then I was like, no, you know, mostly, you know, they're my arms. Like, and so then it was like, well, where, you know, where do you think, you know, would be like a sexy place to put a tattoo? And that was when I stopped responding. I'm like, okay, so no, like, this done went way farther than I expected it to go. Actually, I didn't even expect it to go this far. It was like, huh, like, the hell? And so after that, it was kind of just like, what the fuck? I guess I didn't mean to say what the fuck, but hey, you know, we're there. So it was cringy. Like, you old enough to be my daddy, and I don't even look at you like that. And like, it was cringy. And so, you know, like, when I finally did go back to work, because I had a few days off. So when I finally did go back to work, you know, mind you, like, to me, the situation before this, like, we was cool. You know, like, if it was a break time or whatever, you know, like, I would ask, I'd be like, oh, okay, so what you having for break? You know, like, well, what was he gonna eat for breakfast or whatever? And like, he tell me, and then he was like, well, let me guess, you know, eat like a Pop-Tart. And I was like, no, you know, like, I had a coffee, or I would just say something like that. You know, it'd be like that. Or like, you know, if he was, or like if it was lunchtime or something like that, you know, like, I would ask him, you know, like, oh, okay, so what you having for lunch? Or what y'all eating for lunch? Because he would, like, go, you know, like, with his homeboys or whatever. Like, oh, okay, well, what y'all having for lunch? You know, just conversations, right? Just to let the time go by. Never in my wildest dreams was it, like, you thinking something else. Like, so afterwards, you know, like, I go back to work, and my mind is cringy now. Like in my mind, it's like, okay, well, that trust has been broken now. Like that line has been crossed. And so now, you know, I know what was really going on in your mind. And mind you, like, I didn't want to, like, just jump to conclusions, right? So, you know, I think, like, the day after I had stopped texting, I had called up a friend of mine. I was like, hey, I'm gonna tell you about this situation. Tell me what you think it is. And she agreed with what I was thinking. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so then I asked the guy friend. You know, I was like, hey, this is the situation. Like, you being a guy, tell me what this means from, like, a guy's perspective, right? You know, and so, you know, I told him the situation. And he was like, well, oh, yeah, he trying to shoot a shot with you. And I'm like, you know, part of me was hoping that wasn't it. But, you know, it was like me, another woman, and a guy. And we all thinking the same thing. Like, this is what this dude is trying to do. And it's like, it's cringy. I don't think some men tend to understand that, like, some things that they do can make women uncomfortable. Like I said, this man is old enough to be my daddy. Bro, I don't even look at you like that. It's okay. And so then, you know, I get to work or whatever, and of course, you know, I done pulled all the way back now. I'm just in my own little zone now. It's so, you know, there was no, you know, well, hey, how was your weekend? There was no none of those conversations, because I'm in my own little zone. I feel creeped out now. Like, I can't have those conversations with you no more. And so, you know, he noticed. It didn't really matter to me. Okay, so like that second day, he had told his friend or whatever, you know, and his friend had told me, he was like, hey, you know, like, my friend, you know, like, my boy said, you know, you was acting a little funny. And I was like, oh, did he say that? And he was like, yeah. I was like, well, come over here with me real quick. And, you know, I'm going to show you why I was acting funny. And so I was like, remember that situation? You know, why I gave you that scenario about the tattoo? And he was like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, you can put two and two together. And so he looked at me and I was like, yeah, that's who it was. Like, and I think it took him by surprise too. But it's like, bro, like, yeah, I've been acting funny, because it's like, yo, like, a line has been crossed, bro. Like, that's uncomfortable now, because that's creepy. Like, in all honesty, like, even if a dude who was my age has sent me that text, and I'm not giving you that type of a vibe, like, I'm not showing you that I'm interested in you, like, any kind of way, then yeah, even then, it still would have been creepy. But it's like, you old enough to be my daddy, and I don't even look at you like that. And it's like, I've been cool with you for, like, you know, pretty much the entire time that I've been working there. Like, I was cool with you. And now it's like, well, how long had you even been having these thoughts? You know, because it was never hinted at work. It was never mentioned at work. Like, you just try to slide through in a text and it's like, huh? Like, that's cringy. That's creepy. How, you know, in my mind it was like, well, how long has you been thinking that? So I noticed that, you know, like, one thing, like, we as women sometimes, like, when things go a weird way or a situation turns awkward or whatever, the first thing we think of is like, well, what did I do to bring this on? And I feel like, you know, society does that to women, right? Like, society will blame women for, like, whatever. There have been, you know, numerous times that women have been victim blamed. You know, if you know, something happened to a woman, they'd be like, oh, well, what kind of clothing were you wearing? You know, well, did you come on to him? Did you lead him on? And it's like, no. You know, like, you know, I had to realize, like, hey, I am not responsible for this man's actions, right? Like, it's not on me. Like, I didn't do nothing. It's not on me. I'm not responsible for his actions. I'm not responsible for him texting me like that. I'm not responsible for his actions. That's on him. He's responsible for his actions. I had to realize, like, I'm not responsible for this awkwardness. He is responsible for this awkwardness. You know, I'm not responsible for this situation being cringy. He's responsible for this situation being cringy. So, you know, I asked myself that question for, like, just a split second. And then I, you know, told myself, like, okay, no, like, I'm not responsible for that. And I feel like, you know, other women should know that too. Like, if a guy puts you in a cringy situation, it's not your responsibility. It's not your fault. That guy is responsible for his own actions. And now I'm about to take it to, you know, an entirely different place. So, you know, trigger warning. You know, if a guy is abusive, you know, the woman shouldn't be like, okay, well, what did I do to make him hit me? No, you're not responsible for that. He's responsible for his own actions. He's responsible for putting his hands on you. Like, I'm about to take it to an even different place, too. Like, if, you know, a woman is out or whatever, and this man decides in his mind, like, hey, he's going to do these sexual acts to her against her will, then, you know, the woman has to realize, like, okay, well, she's not responsible for that. It doesn't matter what kind of clothing she was wearing. She's not responsible for that. That man is responsible for his own actions. And I feel like society is quick to put the blame on women, but don't want to put the blame squarely where it belongs. It belongs on that individual who decided to commit whatever act they decided to commit. It's not the woman's fault. Child. The other day, you know, I was having a conversation with another coworker, and I almost got emotional. And I say that because it's like I said before, like, when I trust people, right? And so once that trust is gone or once it's broken, that's it. You know, like, you can't put the pieces back together. That's it. It's broken. It's done. It's over with. And so, yeah, like, I was about to get, like, a little emotional. Because it's like, damn, like, things were cool. But in the back of your mind, you was thinking, like, some other shit. And I'm like, what the hell? I just feel like, you know, like, situations like these, like, need to be talked about. Because, like I said before, you know, men have the power to make women uncomfortable. I need men to know that, like, hey, y'all have the power to make women uncomfortable. Y'all need to notice when women are uncomfortable. But then, I guess, you know, to go along with that, even if men notice that they made women uncomfortable, would they care? Like, would they care enough to stop making women uncomfortable? And to me, you know, part of it is like, well, you know, if we was having a conversation and this is where she stopped responding in the conversation, and then when she comes back to work, you know, she's not really, you know, having conversations with me like she was a week ago. Well, then maybe, you know, it was that last text that did it. Like, to me, common sense would, like, start thinking along that route. And whether or not he was thinking that, hell, I don't know. All I know is that he told another coworker that I was acting funny. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I am acting funny because I can't go back to the relationship the way it was before. You know, I can't go back to being the woman that I was before. I can't go back to having conversations with you. That's gone. I can't be faking your face and be like, well, hey, you know, like, how was your day? You know, how was your lunch? How was your breakfast? Whatever. How was your weekend? I can't do that. No, it's going to be me and my own little zone. Like, I can't be fake. I'm sorry. And it sucks, though, because like I said, I thought he was cool, you know, but it's like, how long had you been thinking this? You know, how long had it been in the back of your mind? Like, I'm gonna try to see what's what. Like, you owe nothing to be my daddy. Anyway, like I said, I feel like, you know, this is something that needs to be talked about. It's a topic that needs to be talked about. It's a conversation that needs to be had. And I think as far as I go, you know, like I said, while I'm at work, I'm just going to continue to just be in my own little zone. And I know that he knows that I'm acting funny towards him and I'm not acting funny towards other people, because he'll see me having conversations with other people. So, but anyway, I've been looking for another job anyway. I knew that my days were, you know, coming to a close at this place. You know, ever since the moment I got there, I knew the time frame. You know, God is good. So I already knew the time frame. I already knew to start looking elsewhere. And so I don't feel no type of ways about the job itself. You know, just that particular situation. But yeah, you know, I guess I want to end it on this. That, like, you know, if something happens to you, you know, and it's out of your control, you know, then it's really not your fault. So don't blame yourself for what someone does to you. Don't blame yourself when you're actually the victim. You know, and I'll just end it at that, you know. So this has been another episode of Light in the Dark podcast. I guess we shed light on a dark topic. And so until next time, deuces.